Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 34, verse 1 to Genesis 34, verse 31. Someone was in the kitchen with Dinah, so the logical conclusion was to make all the males in that town get circumcised, then kill them while they're all doubled over in pain. Did everyone in the Bible drink bleach as a kid?
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Connie, that recap was way more moral than what was actually in the book.
Oh, thank you, but I think we should set the bar a little bit higher than that, don't you?
Yeah, true. Absolutely should. Yeah. Why the Bible doesn't set its moralities a little higher, I don't know. especially in God's first book, right? You know, the morality in this book is just awful.
Probably goes downhill from here, doesn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Well, we'll find out more the way the Bible turns.
My stomach. Oh.
Yeah. Where are we? Chapter 35.
Genesis 35, 1. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother.
Okay, so he's like, say, okay, go where you were last when you fled your brother, when you guys were, you know, not talking to each other, and Esau was like pissed off at you. He doesn't bother with Jacob saying, hey, Jacob, why did you kill all those people in the city? No, he's just saying, go over to this place and worship me some more.
Yeah, because that's going to make it better.
Yeah, that'll make it all better. Don't you know, Connie, just going and asking for forgiveness? Doesn't matter what you did, you get the killing and everything. You just say, God, please forgive me. Okay.
God is saying, yeah, you might want to get out of Dodge.
Yeah. Now he's telling you got out of Dodge, yeah. 35:2, then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. Okay. Now put away the strange gods. What is he saying here now? It's like all of a sudden now they're suddenly pushing the God notion on everybody. It's like all of a sudden now this seems to be more important than anything else.
Is that what that's not what God told him to do, though, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously he knows about these other idols and everything somehow.
Well, he did know about them because remember they chased him down. So they didn't seem to have a problem with any other God when Rachel was dealing with had taken away his dad's idols. He didn't have a problem with it then.
Yeah, he lived with them. And what gets me is part of the reason that he went there to marry Leah and Rachel was to find a godly wife, you know, a wife that believed the way that, you know, Isaac believed or
right.
Abraham. Obviously there was a bunch of other stuff that went on.
Yep, apparently.
35:3, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of distress and was with me in the way which I went.
When he was in distress?
Yep.
Oh, great. Yeah, the day that my daughter had sex with another guy that I didn't like and I killed everybody else, that gave me so much stress. I have just been in distress all day because I had to kill a whole bunch of people.
Well, to be fair, it doesn't say it was Jacob. It says it was Simon and Levi, but Jacob has made this all about him. Everything that's happened, it's been all about him.
Yeah, it's the Christian persecution. It's the Christian persecution. All those people, you hear about those people over in Taiwan that got washed away in a flood. Oh, and I'm having, it's making me have such a bad day.
It's you gays that made that happen.
Oh, two gay guys got married. Oh, that just hurts my Christian privilege. Oh, where do we leave off? 34.
Verse 4.
Oh, or crap. We're not done with this thing yet. 35:4. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods that were in the land and all their earnings in which they're in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem. Okay, so all right. So it looks to me, if I'm reading this right, he's basically, apparently these other people, which they just got done murdering after they convinced them to cut off part of their dick, that they were worshiping another god. And so this is the proof that they give that's like, see, God was actually with them because he allowed them to kill them and that their God didn't stand up for them. So that way, that proves that their God is actually more powerful. No, you tricked them to cut off part of their dick and they were in pain and you attacked them when they were down. It's like kicking a man when he's already laying on the ground.
Okay, I get this now. It's not just the people who are with him. It's all of these other people that they just, of course, you know, he's not going to tell them, no, you need to go back to your city.
Right.
No, he's going to keep all the goats and asses and donkeys and all the women and the children that his sons gathered. That they're part of his entourage now. Okay.
Yeah, you all belong to me now.
So he basically hides all of those idols and the jewelry under a tree.
Yeah.
Which by Shechem, which is it Shechem the dead son or is it Shechem the city?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know anymore. I'm assuming we have to assume it's by the city by at this point.
Yeah. 35:5 And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob.
Awesome. So God's a terrorist now.
I wasn't aware that he was anything but
yeah.
I think threatening the world with mass genocide by drowning the shit out of everything pretty much makes you a terrorist.
Yeah. Well, there's actually several things here that are in the Bible that are, they're actually terrorism related. Genesis 35:5, which we just read later on in Exodus, Deuteronomy, a couple pages in Deuteronomy, Judges, and 2 Corinthians. So, yeah, God has no problem with terrorism either. So, those people that say that Christianity is such a loving religion, I'm sorry, but your God is a terrorist.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. 35:6 So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. So, okay, all right. So he came to Luz. All right, fine.
When did Jacob rename Luz to Bethel?
Yeah, when did he? Because, well, there's a little bit more into that, but he's like, when did he show up there? I thought he was already, never mind, I don't know. Or when he renamed it. He named Luz to Bethel later on, apparently. It's like, what's this? Is it came to Luz, that is Bethel. Okay, so he just renamed it while he got there. I don't like the name of your city. I'm changing it to Luz. I'm having a special day today.
35:7 And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he had fled from the face of his brother. So he's just naming shit
as he goes along.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I want this to be this. And maybe so that people can't find him. You know?
Well, we just got the name change from the last time you were here. We'll change it again. It's going to waste a lot of money. We just got our new stationery just in last week. We just started putting out the new license plates.
Who died and made Jacob the person who could rename everything?
I know. I'm beginning to wonder that myself. He apparently doesn't have a big army with him. He got a lot of people with him, but that he's taken as hostage. But I don't understand why this guy Jacob's got a god complex himself, because he thinks he can just go around naming shit.
Well, I think that the weird names they're giving everything anyway kind of means that they should just get out of the business of naming shit. It's weird.
Yes. 35:8 But Deborah, Rebecca's nurse, died. Aw, poor thing. And she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak. And the name of it was called, oh God, Alan Bakar Bakathothel. Coelacanth. He was the oak of the name of the oak tree was Coelacanth. That's what it is. Why name a tree?
A tree?
What's that?
Buried under a tree?
Yeah, under a tree. They dug underneath a tree. Have you ever tried to dig around just a root system of a tree? That's very difficult. I mean, it's not impossible, but you end up tearing away most of the tree to get to it. And why would you bury a body under a tree? That's fucking retarded. I mean, next to a tree, yeah, I could see. You can a little easier to dig, but under a tree? Why?
Fertilizer?
Fertilize the tree. So it comes up. All right, whatever. Fucking weird.
35:9, and God appeared unto Jacob again.
Oh, now he showed up. Now he remembers who he is again this time.
Redheaded guy. When he came out of Padanaram and blessed him.
Okay, so it's like okay, so another guy came out of the town. Yeah, see this guy. It's not really God. It's just some crazy. It's the crazy guy that every town's got a crazy. You know, every village has their idiot. This guy is just going around telling, "Oh, I'm God." He's like, "Yeah, don't mess with Billy Bob over there. He thinks he's God this week. Oh, last week he thought he was Lincoln. I don't know who Lincoln is, but he said he was Lincoln."
Well, God likes to show up except when something actually important is happening, like Simon and Levi committing genocide of all the male inhabitants of that city.
Yep. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna sit back and I'm just gonna kick back and watch all the bloodlust, going flowing all over the place."
Oh, what happened while I was gone?
Yeah, it was happening. Yeah, I wasn't here. Sorry, dude. I had nothing to do with that. I said, hey guys, stop that. Nobody listened. They didn't hear me. There was too much stuff going on. It's like, hey guys, you probably shouldn't do that. I'm just saying. Guys, hey, no one's paying attention to me over here.
Nobody better mess with my special people.
Yeah, don't mess with my special people. Oh, see, I'll take my little sword and cut that one down because I'm helping out. Maybe he was there. Maybe he wasn't. Most likely he wasn't because he didn't stop him. He's just like, because he approved of this activity. He approved of them getting killed, killing these people.
He wasn't looking. At that time, he's like, "Oh, look over there."
Yeah, look over there. Boom. Got him. Ha. 35:10. And God said unto him, "Thy name is Jacob, and thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name." And he called his name Israel. Okay, did he just forget? Did he already forget? It's like, yeah, your name is Jacob. I'm going to call you Israel now. Did you just forget you already fucking called him that name? You've already given him this name twice now. What
oh,
the
wait, these pages are stuck together. This is last week's memo. I'm sorry. Here, I think I got a bit of circumcised foreskin here. Stuck these two pages together. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm no. Sorry, my angels again. I'm not getting all my memos here. Sorry. I got Angel Bob. He's new on the job. And I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep track of everything. Bob's new. He's a new filing clerk. He's giving me old stuff. And I apologize. Yeah, I already know. Yeah, I did name you Israel a while back. It says here
I have to say that you didn't file your change of name and address. So
yeah, so that kind of screwed with Bob. It did kind of screw with Bob's filing system. So you should have filed with him next time. Just saying. It does say he says that Jacob would no longer be called Jacob, yet Jacob is still called Jacob in the Bible, and even God calls him Jacob. So, yeah.
So much for that.
Yeah, so much for naming that, yeah.
35:11, and God said unto him, "I am God Almighty." Oh, he gives him his name.
Now he's God. Now he says, oh, by the way. Yeah, like he didn't know he was coming out to him. It's like, if someone's blessed him, it's like, by the way, I'm God? Okay.
God Almighty.
Oh, Almighty. God Almighty. Oh.
Be fruitful and multiply. I think Jacob already did that. Mm-hmm. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come of thy loins.
Oh, so one of your kids, so get the fucking. You got to get out there and start fucking because one of your kids, I'm not going to tell you which one, you got to pop one of them out first. So you just keep popping them out. Then the one that finally is going to be king or queen or whatever, then I'll let you know. But you just go out and start having sex. And the fact is now he's like, no, I'm not just God. I'm God Almighty, which you just pointed out. Like, God Almighty. Okay, so God is now Almighty at this point. Before, God was just God. You know, it was his pro tem. He was God pro tem at that point. You know, he wasn't quite God, but he was God. You know, he was just God in training.
He just gave himself that name.
Yeah. The manager, the original God, the head God, died, and he just took over his job position. I'm now God Almighty. I was just God. I was just, you know, assistant God, but now I'm God Almighty. Okay. 35:12. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, I will to thee I will give it. Oh, God damn fucking language. Fucking bad. This is, oh, they're fucking Yoda here. They're Yodoing me. Yoda, you're Yodoing me. Backwards fucking you are. Oh, fuck. And the land, oh, and the land which I gave Abraham to Isaac, to thee I will give it. And to thy seed after thee I will give the land. Fucking backwards speak. Fucking speaking backwards they are.
Oh. Mm. But you did see it there. I see it. I do
see it. I did not.
35:13. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him.
So they had to go somewhere else special to talk now. Well, they can't talk there in the field right in front of everybody. No, dude, no, this is top secret. This is fucking top secret. We can't talk here. There is ears everywhere. Everybody's listening. But there was like nobody here for miles around. No, it's not secure. We got to go to the secure bunker.
If God's omnipresent, how could he leave?
That's a great question. I'll meet you there. Well, you're still here. Well, I'll meet you there. Well, I'll walk there with you, but I'll still meet you there, even though I'm staying here. Oh, I'm getting a headache. I just got rid of my headache. I'm getting another one.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to laugh at your pain. I'm just...
My pain is your pain, Connie.
This is true.
35:14, and Jacob set up a pillar in a place where he talked with him. Even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering therein, and he poured oil thereon. God damn. So he couldn't talk with, he was talking with him just previously, but he can't talk to him there until you make up a special altar of stones, and then you have to pour yourself a stiff drink, which I desperately need right now. And then he's pouring oil, and he poured oil thereon. So I'm guessing at this point that he's pouring oil over the stones to make the stones prettier or oilier or whatever. At least he didn't pour the oil on the stones first and then try to make a pile out of them. It's like fucking pancakes. You put the pancake syrup on the pancakes after they're already together.
Ooh, pancakes. Wait, pancakes. What are we talking about?
I'm sorry. I went all Homer Simpson on me.
35:15. And Jacob called the place of the name where God spake with him Bethel.
Okay, apparently this is not the first time that, and apparently the name didn't stick. Apparently, yeah. Because he named it that in 28:19 because the name didn't stick. Okay.
Well, they just keep naming stuff till something sticks, right?
Yeah, something's going to stick eventually. Someone's going to, like, yeah, why not? 35:16. And they journeyed from Bethel. And there was but a way to come to Ephrath, and Rachel traveled, and she had hard labor. She was pregnant again?
Travailed.
Yeah. Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. Okay.
Well, God told him just in a verse before to get busy.
Yeah, he did.
I guess he did.
Said, yeah, go do this thing, and we'll talk. And when did he have time to have sex with Rachel?
Well, and evidently it was at least a nine-month journey.
At least.
At least. 35:17. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also."
Oh, great! Don't worry about the woman.
Don't worry about hard childbirth. Don't worry about the fact that the child's breech and has a huge head.
Yeah.
The baby's going to be fine, and you're going to have a boy.
Yeah, you're going to have a boy, but your wife, she might not make it. I don't know. I'm just saying, but at least the baby is fine. That's
what's
important.
This is what the midwife's saying to Rachel.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, guess what? Don't worry, though, because it's a boy."
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, don't worry that your lineage could be carried through this child, this boy child.
God. Well, she already had a boy.
Yeah, she already had one previously.
Right, she had Joseph, and awesome.
Awesome. This is just weird. 35:18, and it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, it's in parentheses, for she died, that she called his name Benoi, but his father called him Benjamin. Oh, so she's in the middle, she's about to die. She's dying in childbirth, and she's like, "Oh, please name my son Billy Bob." No, we're gonna name him Jacob. You know,
that's really awesome and sweet. How, you know, that last thing, she's dying, having your kid, and then you don't even keep the same name.
Yeah, because she's just a woman. She doesn't matter. Women don't matter. It's like, "Oh, I want to name him this." Oh, you're dead. You're dying, bitch. So I don't give a shit what you want.
The side note here says, and in the Bible, a woman is expected to die happily as long as she has a son.
Oh, goody.
Yay.
Yay.
So life has not been worth nothing.
Yeah, so as long as you had boys, then you died for a good cause. I read 18. Your 19 is the last one.
Yeah, and Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is in Bethlehem.
Yeah, so now that she died. Yeah,
so she died on the road trip.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, remember, boys and girls, if you're out on a road trip and your wife is pregnant, and as long as she gives birth to a boy, everything's all good. 35:20, and Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, and that pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. No, it's not. It's probably gone now.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But you know what? I bet there's a lot of Bible-based trips to Jerusalem that like to show you the grave.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you look on the bus tour, and if you look over to the left, there's Rachel's grave. And you feel, and further down the right, and on the next trip through, and further down over, and it's a different person you're doing the thing. And further down on the left, there's Rachel's grave. Well, it was on the last trip, so it was over here. No, that one was wrong. This one is right.
This is the only true tour.
This is the only true tour. Yeah.
And we'll show you the pillar of salt that used to be Lot's wife too. God.
35:21. Is it 21? Yep. Oh, you're 21. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. 21.
Okay. And Israel journeyed. Wait.
Now he's named Israel again.
Now he's Israel. Okay. Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the Tower of Edar.
He spread his tent. Okay. All right. So maybe he got a hard on pointing to some woman. It's like, okay, I'm going to go where my dick goes. Oh, that feels real good over there. Let's move that direction. 35:22, and it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land, then that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. Okay, so it's okay for Reuben to rape, apparently. Okay, he's having sex with his father's concubine.
Yeah, which I guess would be. Not a stepmom, if you have to think about it. Cause,
yeah,
she had babies with some of his half brothers.
Oh yeah, that's incest.
Israel heard about it, but he didn't care, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's just a concubine. What do you think they're there for? They don't even make good sandwiches. They're just there just to say, hey, Go spread them. I'm horny.
Why are they telling us this? What does this have to do with anything except to show what kind of awful, weird, incestuous people they are?
I'd like to know that myself. I really don't know. These people are just...
Because now we have a list. Because now the sons of Jacob were 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to recap who all his... Again, it's Jacob, not Israel.
Right. It's a baseball team.
Make up your mind.
It's either a basketball team or a baseball team. I forget which one needs 12. I don't know.
No, basketball's like, I think, five or six on the court.
Yeah, and then there's not five on the
baseball.
Bench.
I think you're talking about football.
Maybe it's football. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not into that sports shit.
35-23. Okay. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun.
Okay. Yay.
Because we definitely, I've already heard this already before.
Yeah, and apparently this is apparently part of Reuben's incest, too. So, great, yeah. Like, go and have sex with the wife's sister, which is a concubine, and make them get them pregnant. Okay, great. 35-24, the sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin.
35-25, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali.
35-26, and the sons of Zilpath, Leah's handmaid, Gad, and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Paradama Ding Dong. Paradam, whatever.
Of course, we're not talking about Dinah anymore because nope. She's just going to be a shriveled up old maid.
Yeah, she's just a whore now.
That's right.
She's just a whore.
35-27, and Jacob came unto Isaac, his father, unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned.
His father came unto his father, unto Mamre. It must be
Mamre,
a city.
I
was thinking it was a city of big women with Oops. Women with big tits. That city over there? Oh, that's Mamre. You want to visit Mamre. Trust me. It's not on the tour list, but trust me, you want to go to Mamre.
What rhyme or reason do we have for calling him Jacob or calling him Israel? I don't understand.
And then they go refer to him back as Jacob again. It's like, okay, is it Jacob? Is it Israel? Is it Israel? Is his papers like, is he like in that in-between state? I don't understand. This whole book is just completely fucked up. 35-28, and the days of Isaac were 104 years. So he's 180 years old at this point.
Isaac was still alive?
Apparently.
He was giving up the ghost when he was giving his blessing to Isaac and Jacob.
I thought he was too. I thought he gave up the ghost a while ago. Maybe it's a different Isaac. I don't know anymore. They don't. This whole book is completely fucked around.
Well, what gets me is it's sort of like, you know, you have that member of the family. Oh, you better come and visit because Aunt So-and-so is going to die anytime now. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, she's still kicking.
Yeah.
35-29. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. You know what? When you die, your days are over.
Right.
And gathered unto his people. The worms.
The worms, yeah, and the gopher patrol.
Yep, the groundhogs are bringing your mail, to quote Ernest.
Yep. Yeah, well, we don't want you to die. We want you to tweet us when you can on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/ABNW podcast. That's ABANW podcast. If you would like to donate some money that's not been carried around by groundhogs and is not dead, although some of the people that are on the face of it are dead, you can donate that over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. Our Facebook page is at facebook.com/ABANDNW. Our blog page is abandnw.wordpress.com. You can also find this show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker, which you can find all the links over at that our WordPress site. If you have any questions, comments, love, or hate mail, you can also send that over to tatbanw, that's T-A-T-B-A-N-W, at gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker as well. Until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.